From candy to masturbation to movies, that's why you come to the Dangerously Diverse Podcast. What? Hello there, and welcome to Dangerously Diverse. I'm one of your hosts, John.
I'm the other host, Vaughn.
And we're trying to get an intro right.
Yeah.
So let's see if this one... Let's see if this one works.
Let's see if it turns out all right.
So,
all right.
So today we have a bunch of topics to talk about that we have neglected for like 5 episodes.
Quite some time, matey.
We did not upload one last Wednesday due to scheduling conflicts.
Yeah.
So we kind of
had... So here we are.
We had the buffer video. We had the one chip challenge, which is doing very well. Let us know down below in the comments if you want us to do more of that.
We're not doing too well.
We down bad?
We haven't been the same since the chip, honestly.
Oh, no. It has been like... The chip kicked our ass.
He shaved his beard if you didn't notice.
Yeah. I got a mustache now.
Because of the chip.
The chip, it was just like... It messes up your brain.
But yeah, we...
Like, try something different.
But yeah, so we're here just to get into some things that we haven't gotten to yet. Some things that we were supposed to, like he said, probably in the first episode. But... Here we are.
Oh, we had a giant list of stuff.
Yeah, giant list.
We talked about it, I think, too, in the first episode. We were like, we had, like, all these topics, and we only touched, like, 2 or 3 of them. But it's good, because then we had a lot of backlog things.
Yeah, so here we are back again. If you're new, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back.
It's good to see familiar faces.
Yeah, you? I remember you, bro. Yeah.
Welcome. Thank you for the like.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for the like.
You right there that disliked the last one, you're still here. I know you are. So
thanks for the free view.
I appreciate
and also,
it.
Listen, watch until the end, because you're going to want to see what happens at the end. Trust us.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. And that clip you saw, you're going to want to stick around to see the context.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. New movies. We got Shang-Chi, which we talked about last time, but we kind of just... I didn't give a spoiler warning.
You kind of... I'm going to be honest. You kind of threw Shang-Chi to the side, and it didn't deserve that hate. It was really good.
Well, I didn't give any hate.
You didn't see it still.
I didn't hate it.
You still haven't seen it.
I still have not seen it. So we're not going to do a 2.5-hour recap of Shang-Chi like we did for Suicide Squad. No. We are simply going to ignore the dogs barking outside and continue on. Fuck you too, buddy. Anyway, Shang-Chi is the number one movie.
Is it really right now?
Yeah. You don't see the YouTube ads?
No, I haven't really even looked at the movie since I watched it. But I know I get it. I know a lot of people say it's good, but I haven't seen the actual rating for it. So.
I've seen YouTube ads, and it's like Shang-Chi.
Number one movie.
Worldwide.
3 weeks.
3 weeks running.
Reigning.
It's the reigning king right now of the cinemas.
It deserves to be, honestly. I know you haven't seen it, but...
when it's on Disney Plus, then I'll watch it. Then we'll do a whole recap.
Oh, bro, that's going to be like 2 months from now.
Shang-Chi recap.
You're about to mess around and see Eternals and Venom and...
The old Venom.
No Way Home after all of that. And then it's going to get on Disney
Plus.
Listen,
don't start talking about other movies. We're talking about Shang-Chi right now. All right,
let's get into Shang-Chi.
You said Venom. I was about to be like, oh, hey, here's the exit. You know when
Shang-Chi goes in here and get out.
We're on Shang-Chi Boulevard and GPS just said Venom Avenue.
Yeah. Shang-Chi. I can't even like talk about it without trying to spoil it now.
Well, we spoiled it like the last video.
Oh yeah, because we did say post credit scenes.
We talked about what happened.
Is that really
end.
A spoiler?
Yeah, it's a spoiler if you haven't seen the movie.
I don't. I mean,
because then you also talked about like what he does with the 10 rings.
I forgot I described that.
Yes,
shit.
You described it vividly.
It's all right. Somebody will still watch it. I'm the kind of guy where you can tell me the ending, but I'm going to still want to know what led up.
Yeah, exactly.
But then once you get in,
you
want to
know how they got there, if it was good, actually.
Yeah.
So,
I was going to say, since I watched it, go ahead, yeah.
Number one movie.
Ask me.
3 weeks. Okay. In terms of action, in terms of a superhero movie, and in terms of all the Marvel movies, where does it rank as far as all the Marvel movies? Putting all of the 20, what is it, like 20-some movies now?
Yeah, something
all
like
the
that.
Way from Iron Man to...
Movie-wise? What's the latest
Black
movie?
Black Widow.
Yeah.
Black Widow was the one before this. So all the way from there to Black Widow. If you never talked about Black Widow, actually.
I was going to say, if it makes you feel any better, I haven't watched Black Widow yet.
Oh, okay. So he hasn't seen Black Widow. I haven't seen Shang-Chi. So it kind of, it works there. I mean, Black Widow, honestly, you didn't have to watch it in theaters. You could have just that's the movie where you're like, yeah, I'll wait for Disney Plus. But Shang-Chi is sort of like, I dropped the ball with not seeing it.
You sure did.
So
it's really my fault. I could have paid for him to come, you know, because my man was wasting money on beans. So
I have a hobby where I like to go on dating apps
and
find those fake profiles.
Oh, you can't give them the sauce.
And just message them on Snapchat about like, hey, me and the fellas are trying to go find beans. You know where to find them? And like, one time, they were like, what beans? I was like, that's what I'm saying, bro.
I'm trying to find them, too.
The Filberts is all out of beans. No pinto, no garbanzo, no blacks, no reds, no kidneys. None of them.
Not
even chickpeas.
What else?
What else? That's it. I'm not trying to find anything else but beans.
Bangs, bangs, bang. But
plus, it's Frankie Beans' last 12 days of Christmas on Earth. So send money for beans.
But to answer your question,
where does it rank?
Yeah, action wise.
Okay, so
am I comparing the action to other movies?
Yeah,
or just...
yeah, to other action movies.
All right, action wise, I'd give it. I'm gonna say a number first, and then compare it to other movies. Okay. Action wise, I'd give it a 9 out of 10. Just action, because the action in the movie. I believe I had told you this once. You don't feel like you're watching a Marvel movie, like a superhero movie. You're gonna think you're watching a kung fu movie, a kung fu movie. You're gonna think you're watching something along those lines. Yeah, Enter the Dragon type stuff, hand to hand combat, no special effects yet, nothing, just straight hands. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Buy one get one free. Run your hands. That's next day shipping. You know what I'm saying?
The Amazon Prime 1 day delivery.
Yeah, 1 day delivery. Same day.
Same day.
So, action-wise, great. I'm trying to think of another movie. I'm trying to think of a Marvel movie I could compare the action to. What's something recently? I haven't seen Black Widow, so I can't compare it to that.
Spider-Man?
Better action.
Far From Home?
Better action than Spider-Man.
Okay.
Better action than that.
Iron Man 2?
I was going to say it's along the lines of, like, Iron Man-ish. Like, because Iron Man has a lot of great fight scenes.
Yeah, Iron Man is really grounded, too. And this one... And the whole 10 rings of it all and cosmic nature of those things and just stuff. Because you said you don't feel like you're watching a superhero movie until the end.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, yeah, I guess it's more grounded in the beginning and stuff, right?
Yeah, for a lot of it. So
For as far as we've come in the Marvel Universe to date, it is probably one of the more grounded movies, correct?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Definitely. That's why I was trying to compare it to something recently, and I was like, can't do that, because... They're using supernatural abilities and all that extra stuff.
Captain America.
What was his latest movie?
Captain America. Well, you have like First Avenger, Winter Soldier, which is a lot of hand-to-hand combat.
Is his latest
combat.
Movie technically Civil War? Because that's
has
the name on it.
The latest Captain America movie would be Civil War, but Winter Soldier has and the first one have a lot of hand-to-hand combat scenes. So
if anything, it's
more comparative to that.
Shang-Chi compared to the Winter Soldier. In terms of action.
Action and, like, fighting scenes and combat.
I'm going to be honest.
You see Bucky and Steve
they were getting at it. I'm
going
to be honest.
Fist to cuffs, hand to hand, all day.
I'm going to be honest, bro. Shang-Chi might got it. It might got the edge. Not by a lot, but by... It's there.
Okay. Because a lot of that is... Based. Is yeah, because I know in a lot of those movies...
I'm trying to, like, touch the topic without being racist.
Which is... What?
Because I was going to say it's Kung Fu, so, you know, Chinese people, they be throwing... You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say it, but...
Zooming past that, we are coming back to a less dangerous area.
Gotta get dangerous early. Gotta get it out early. But,
Yeah, I think... Because this sets itself apart from all those by just being hand-to-hand combat, correct?
Yeah.
Because I know Winter Soldier and stuff like that, for as many fight scenes as there are, there's a lot of shooting and there is a lot of like people using different things. And you have Falcon who comes in with a wingsuit and stuff like that. And you got Nick Fury with a machine gun.
Yeah, see,
and
now
stuff
this
like
is
that. So yes,
strictly hand to hand until the end of the movie. So.
Yeah. So
I mean, you got Wong in the beginning. He does his little sorcerer stuff, but
That's in like
it's like movie. He does like a little 2 minute cameo.
Yeah.
So most
and
of the movie is
him with Abomination stuff like that. But the core.
Oh
of the movie,
yeah, bro. Shang-Chi got it over Winter Soldier. I just thought about the beginning fight scene. They were, I'm not going to spoil too much. They were fighting on a train. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
No, they were fighting on a bus, actually. Great scene. That, it was like, I think it's like 10, 15 minutes long.
Okay.
Amazing. Action, stellar. So, Shang-Chi over Winter Soldier. So, that's putting it pretty high in action.
Now,
what was the other
superhero
two?
Movie. As far as the superhero
movie. As far as
the
superhero
movie. How is it as like a superhero movie?
Being said that you don't feel like you're watching a superhero movie till the end.
Okay.
I mean, these throw little aspects in there here and there just to remind you, like, his dad does have the 10 rings and he can do this and that.
Which, funnily enough, are actually rings in the comics, but they're
bracelets. Yeah, they're technically bracelets, yeah.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the 10 Bracelets.
Yeah. But, remember, this is way off topic for a second, but remember Silly Bands back in, like, middle school? There used to be animals and swords. And we used to trap those, bro.
People used to be like, hey, what silly bands you got here, bro?
I got what you need, buddy.
50 cents.
Hey, you. Silly bands. What you need? What you looking for? What?
Like, yeah, just do the little...
They're like, yeah, bro. Okay. I'm gonna holler at you.
Put it on the wrist.
But, hey, superhero movie-wise, it might be pretty low, I'll be honest.
So it's not. It's not really a superhero movie.
Nah.
Okay.
They do have the scenes at the end, but it doesn't really give you that feeling like, oh my god, this guy's a
if
god.
If you want to get like a superhero movie experience.
You don't
want
to watch that, man. I would watch it because it ties into everything else.
Okay.
But not to like
Black
watch.
Widow is more of a superhero movie.
Yeah.
It does deal with more of the like superhero aspects and stuff. For those of you who know what we're talking about, you'll know what I was talking about because that was a very vague description. It's superhero,
Like supernatural
nice.
Stuff. Like we're not if we fight right now, we're not gonna start flying and shooting lasers on our
eyes.
Well,
no, Black Widow doesn't have that. Either,
I know.
But
I'm
it's more or less
like
there's like enhanced soldiers and there's all these other things and there's like mind control.
Oh,
and
I was
stuff.
Going like real super like.
Yeah,
it doesn't
yeah,
do none
it,
of that.
Yeah.
The end.
It, Black Widow feels more like Winter Soldier, but
how would you compare Black Widow to Winter? We're just gonna go off Winter Soldier for right now. Okay. Honestly,
I'd say Winter Soldier's better.
Yeah, I figured you was gonna go there.
Winter Soldier's better. It does. Black Widow definitely does give it that like college try, and it's like 100%. We're trying our best because it's a movie about a character we've only ever seen in team up movies. She's never been the main character of anything, really.
Yeah.
Like, there has been, like, story points in the movies that have focused on her, but as far as everything else goes, and we know what happens to her at the end of all this. Like, we know where her thing leads. A long drop and a fight with Hawkeye. Which, that's another thing we'll get into. The Hawkeye series had its first trailer, which I'm here for. It looks really good. But going back to Shang-Chi, where does it rank in terms of all 20-something of the Marvel movies?
Shit.
I think Endgame was like 22, maybe?
Something like that.
Something.
Ranks of the movies, I don't know every movie right now off the top of my head.
You got Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Captain America First Avenger, Iron Man 3, Avengers, Thor the Dark World, Thor Ragnarok, Avengers, Age of Ultron... Guardians of the Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
And we're talking, this is all together, like action, superhero,
every single
story,
every single movie.
Just
like,
the movie in general.
Because all the movies, as much as you can say, oh, the Marvel movies are like formulated.
Yeah.
And they have that formula.
They still have their own.
It works.
Yeah.
But these movies also do have their own sort of like subset of things.
So I'd put it.
In terms of everything.
Yeah, in terms of all the movies, I'd put it. Before, which was first?
Yo, let's make this easier.
The Thor series or
let's make this easier.
Guardians
what's your top five?
Top five.
What's your
Marvel
top
movies?
Five? Top five. Top five.
Top five. Top five. Top five.
What's your top five Marvel movies right now?
Right now, golly, that's a crazy question to ask off the top. I don't even have the list in front of you, even though he just named them. not in order.
Let me name them again.
Oh, nah, I got a couple. Not
Captain Marvel.
First thing that comes to my head. Not in order. Thor's up there. Just a Thor.
Thor. Okay.
Yeah.
Thor.
Not any of his movies in order. Thor. Just his little. He got three.
Thor, blonde eyebrows. Thor.
Yeah, he got three. So just him. His okay. three movies.
Oh.
I'm not gonna go. One. You want me to go specific movies?
You gotta pick one. Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's like this.
I'm definitely gonna go Ragnarok.
Okay, Ragnarok is one of them.
Ragnarok. Iron Man.
One, two, or three?
Yeah, I'm gonna say which one do I want? I'm gonna go Iron Man 2. Iron Man 2.
Second one?
You have to have Infinity War in there.
Okay.
I got two more. Yeah. Black Panther.
Okay.
Wakanda Forever. And damn, this sucks. Cause my favorite superhero is not in my top five movies.
There's a lot of good hand-to-hand combat in that too.
Oh man. Fifth one, I'd probably go Captain America Civil War.
Okay.
That's my five. It's like I said, it sucks because my favorite superhero.
In terms of your top five, where does Shang-Chi rank?
I have to rank it out of those.
Mm-hmm. Like which one?
So would I either put it like six or would I replace it with one of the top fives?
You'd have to replace it. So which one of your top five would you replace? It. Yes, out of Thor, Blonde Eyebrows Thor, Iron Man 2, Black Panther, Infinity War, and Civil War.
I'd probably replace Shang-Chi with... it's between Civil War or... I forgot my list already. I said Ragnarok. I'm forgetting one.
Thor, Blonde Eyebrows, Thor.
I'm forgetting one movie.
Right? Iron Man.
That's the one I was
Elon
forgetting.
Elon Musk.
That's the one I was forgetting. Right.
Iron Man.
I got the rest. I could not think of Iron Man for a second. I might replace it with Iron Man 2 on some real.
Okay. So
I
list.
Not Civil War. Iron Man 2.
Your list would be Thor, the first Thor, Shang-Chi, Black Panther, Infinity War, and Civil War. Okay.
You may just slid Shang-Chi into my top five movies of all time.
That's Aaron's top five. Comment if you agree.
Oh my god. It's gonna be somebody. Yeah, man, I think you thought Shang-Chi was great too. I got top three, honestly. But I was gonna.
Dude, you totally should have just replaced. Well,
you should have replaced Infinity War, bro. Like, let's be honest. But I was gonna say this because I brought the movie up. I was gonna compare it to Black Panther. But I feel like Black Panther still gives you more of a superhero feel than
it does.
Shang-Chi
it's
does.
Bigger, too. It feels like it's a real big movie. It does take place in, like, three different places.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So and then
that
always,
answers that question,
you got,
too.
You got Andy Serkis, always a good guy to see. You got Killmonger, great villain.
That's who I should have been for Halloween.
You should have.
I should have got some extensions and been Killmonger.
Yeah. Well, you can do it this Halloween, because we're dressing up for Halloween this year.
Listen.
What, hell, hand my phone real quick and pick up your
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, I
it's
dropped my
laying,
phone about
it's
20 minutes
ago. Been there since.
Spoiler alert for everybody. I'm wearing a costume. As soon as October starts, at least every other episode, I'm going to have something different on, I promise.
Okay.
Not for the whole episode, but when it starts, I'm going to have something on.
Halloween falls on a Sunday. We can do an episode. We can do a Halloween episode. We can just shoot it like Friday or Saturday or whatever. And we can definitely dress up and have it as a Halloween episode and just be dressed up the entire time and talk about our like favorite spooky things
you wanna,
of the time and just eat Halloween candy.
Golly, you look like the kind of guy that likes candy corn.
I do. I admitted
oh
it before.
My God. Yucks!
I admitted it before.
I mean,
unpopular opinion, candy corn. Best candy you can get at Halloween.
I mean, I don't even know any other candy
because
besides normal candy like Snickers and...
Well, that's all throughout the year. See, I'm basing candy corn off of
it's only for Halloween.
Yeah.
What else is specifically Halloween candy?
You could probably find it like other places and stuff like that, but the only time I've ever seen candy corn put out is during Halloween. So therefore, it would reign supreme as the... And
don't they got around Thanksgiving too?
You can put that's a different type of corn. It's like the yellow, brown, and white instead of the white, yellow, and
I got you.
Orange.
That's what I was gonna. What's another
but
specific Halloween candy then? I can't even paint in nothing else.
And any the little eyeballs and stuff. You ever seen those? Like
the little chocolate eyeballs.
No. Like the candy, the gummies and stuff like that too. Like there is specific Halloween candy, and there's like you have Mountain Dew who puts out like a Halloween themed Mountain Dew and stuff like that. But no, I'm talking about like specific like brands making like a Halloween themed Snickers, or Reese's when they put out the pumpkin shaped. Reese's cups, you know what I mean?
I try to look up Halloween candy, and they're just giving me best candy of all time. Like, come on, man.
You gotta look up. See, what you gotta look up is... Oh, no, that's Pornhub. I'm kidding. I have movies coming in October 2021.
I'm not gonna lie. I opened up my browser, and I did... You seen that? No, I leaned back. I was like, oh, sorry.
We're gonna go back, and I'm gonna zoom in on that. And I'm gonna have words... pop up across the screen like a little sparkle thing, be like, Aaron's looking at porn.
Damn. There's no other, anything that's Halloween, like the little pumpkins like that, that's still candy
that's
corn.
That's candy corn,
yeah. It's candy corn, so. Yeah, I think candy corn is it.
Halloween specific candy.
Bro, I looked up the same thing, I swear to God. I can't find anything Halloween specific candy.
What are related. Top 10 candies for Halloween?
Yeah, they're giving you normal candy.
We're traditional candy corn, candy apples. Mm. This is autumn, not Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
What is the most hated candy?
What's your most hated
candy? Candy corn. Oh, my most hated candy?
Just the one.
You remember when Reese's tried to make Butterfingers?
No, I don't remember
Reese's
that.
Tried to make Butterfingers, and whenever I would eat them, it would fuck up my stomach.
Reese's made butter.
It would make me feel. It would make
so
me feel
it
like
taste
shit.
Like a Reese's, but the inside was still crunchy like the Butterfinger.
Yeah, yeah. Like the outside was chocolate. Like it tasted like, I don't know, just weird. It was really bad. I hated it so much.
I don't know. I never heard of that.
Like I honestly would rather eat like actual like black licorice.
Fuck.
Like the night.
That was gonna be my
answer.
That was gonna be my answer.
I would rather eat that than those Butterfingers because I think that actually tastes pretty good. And you do have people who are like, oh, you have that fucked up mustache. Get out of here. They're like, oh, of course he likes fucking black
bro,
licorice.
Bro, so you like black licorice, bro?
I would put black licorice over. Like, I'm just telling you how
over
bad
over that,
like,
I mean, I never had that, but.
But honestly,
would you get black
you
licorice?
Might like them.
Would you get
like
black them. Licorice as a candy?
Yes!
Fucking disgusting.
Wake up the little guy over there.
That's fucking disgusting. Bro, black licorice tastes
disgusting.
Black licorice.
It's amazing.
What? Amazing. Black licorice. Am I saying that right?
Black licorice. Yes.
Black licorice tastes like tires.
How do you know what a tire tastes like?
Don't worry about it. Just know it tastes like that. You ever chew on a bottle cap?
Before, yeah.
That's what licorice tastes like.
Listen, I would put those wax candies with like the little bottles, the little wax bottles with the liquid inside.
I haven't had
inside.
That in forever.
I would put that over those things.
The Reese's.
Yeah, hold on. What are they called?
Yeah, look it up.
Reese's.
I've never seen it. This guy really eats
Butterfinger.
Bro, you eat sugared rope.
Okay. Oh, no. Wait. I fucked up.
What happened?
I fucked up. So, Butterfinger is one of my top favorite candies. Like, I'll put that in my top three.
That's respectable.
So, you'd have, like, candy corn, Butterfinger, and...
Bro, why is candy corn in your top three?
Because it's amazing, dude. I love that shit. I can eat it up all day. If I got candy corn year-round, I would.
Bro, candy corn tastes like...
Listen.
Like balloons.
Listen, candy corn maker. The candy corn maker of the... It's, like, the purple letters, and they're all kind of weird. It looks like a 60s-type font. Listen... I'm your biggest fan. Send me a lifetime supply. Send it to me every year.
Don't send it to the channel. Send it to...
Send it to me. You can find the link down below for my YouTube and socials and stuff. So
I don't want it.
You can find me there.
So
but
you
yeah,
said Butterfinger, candy
Butterfinger,
corn, and...
candy corn, and probably, if I wasn't... Oh, my God. You think real quick and left up your top three while I'm thinking about
it. I think I got my top three all right. You're talking about just chocolate, right?
Yes.
All right, I think I got my top three.
Oh, it doesn't matter, actually, because candy corn isn't chocolate.
You're right. Oh, I got my top three off ripped, and I already know it.
Okay.
But I can't believe this man eats sugared rope. That's what licorice is.
You have those like sour things, like the pucker things.
That's not the same as licorice, bro.
You said it's candied rope. That's what they are. They're candy ropes,
bro. If I take your PlayStation charger right now and eat it, that's what licorice tastes like. You can't tell me it doesn't a it similar doesn't. Taste.
It doesn't.
Bro.
Listen, I'm about to tell someone right now to go get some black licorice and we're going to taste
it. And then I'm going to tell them to eat that cable and it's going to taste. They're going to be like, I just can't taste the same.
Kit Kat had a witch's brew?
Ooh.
Kit Kat?
Kit Kat might slide in my top three, maybe.
So honestly, I can't think of a third.
While he's thinking of a third, my top three candies off the top, Mike and Ike's.
Okay.
I was looking for a bad reaction. I was going to say,
that's a good one. I'm gonna put Swedish Fish as my third one. Basic, it's reliable.
It's reliable. It gets the job done.
It gets the job done. If you want something sweet, eat a Swedish Fish.
It's like good old masturbation, you know?
Exactly. You don't want to eat it, but if you're looking for something sweet and it's the only thing around, fuck it.
You feel me? Like, I was gonna say, it's all reliable. Like, you got some baby oil? You ever use baby oil? No?
Skipping to the next.
I was gonna say, you know, never mind. But you know, Mike and Ike's. Mike and Ike's.
From candy to masturbation to movies. That's why you come to the Dangerously Diverse Podcast.
What's a better three combo, right? Three man game right there. You watch a movie, you eat some candy, the movie about to end, you masturbate. That's it. Come on, man.
You get that far
into. That sounds like a Saturday night to me.
You get that far into one of those movies?
Oh, we're talking about that kind of movie. Listen.
I thought you were for a second.
I was talking about a real movie.
Oh. At the end. Listen, Avengers Endgame.
I've watched a whole porn before and not beat my meat.
Well, you just think that's good cinema then.
Yeah, I was like, wow, good acting.
Oh, man, the story really was compelling. Drug him in.
I forgot I was watching porn until the cop came out. Then I was like, alright.
Even then,
I was like, what kind of movie is this? Yeah, I was like, hold on, what kind of movie is this? And I seen the black and orange.
Where did I find this?
I seen a black and orange PH, and I was like, oh, God. This is not Disney Plus. But let me get back to my top three. It's about to turn into a different kind of top three.
Let's get out of here. Quick, let's get out of here.
Mike and Ike's, Skittles, any kind of Skittles. But if I had to pick a specific bag of Skittles, the tropical bag. So, Mike and Ike's.
Well, you can make that a specific one.
All right, bet. Well, then the tropical Skittles. So, Mike and Ike's, tropical Skittles, and third, Twix.
I might have to replace Swedish Fish with Twix.
Yeah.
I might have to.
Bro, Twix gets the job done.
It does.
It got everything.
I got frozen Twix in the freezer right now. I'm going to go get some.
Oh, my God.
We'll get some on the way out.
We'll eat some chocolate before we head to the gym.
Yes.
And just work it off in the gym. Speaking of fuel, I went to the store today.
Really?
No G Fuel. Pissed me off.
What?
Nah, I went to a little, like, you know those little Express Marts they're called?
Yeah. You gotta go to Wawa, bro. Wawa.
No, bro. I went to Wawa. What's today? Wednesday? I went to Wawa yesterday. They didn't have it.
Which one?
The one on Main and.
Dude, give me landmarks, not streets. Oh. Listen, I've lived in this area for 23 years. I don't know a damn street.
All right. It's the Wawa in Vineland, across from the Wendy's, near the Burger King, that's near the Pizza Hut.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Across from the Sun Bank.
Yeah, and there's like the liquor store.
Yeah.
Across from the store. Okay, yeah. There's like a PNC. No, PNC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I always go to either the one by the Target. They always have it. The one by the dam. They always have it. Or the one right down here that's like 2 minutes from my house.
Yeah, they usually
have it. All three of those always have it.
I tried to replace it with the Mountain Dew Rise that you talked about that one time.
Yeah.
Not good. Didn't like it. Probably don't drink soda and it still tastes like Mountain Dew. And I was like,
Mountain Dew. Yuck. Over there. I got a bottle.
But the reason I said that is because I was going to transition us into the gym.
We completely left what we were talking about.
Were we still talking about Halloween?
We were talking about Shang-Chi at first.
Look, bro, I told you, steady disrespecting Shang-Chi. Whole time it was probably me. It was probably me.
How did we get here? Let's backtrack, shall we? We talked about Shang-Chi.
How did we?
You said as far, I asked you, in terms of, like, ranking it. And I said your top five, right? And then we started talking about, like, Halloween, like, what day it is. And I was like, oh, let me see what day it is.
As soon as you said the day, I think I just took it right to...
You started talking about Halloween candies. But, you know, we'll come back to movies. We'll circle around the movies.
Yeah, you left Shang-Chi.
We'll get a couple reps in talking about the gym, and then we'll talk about movies again.
Yeah, I'm going to say we left Shang-Chi and then just went right to Halloween. I just left the Halloween.
Well, it's...
Went
listen,
right to the gym.
Listen, all right? I haven't seen Shang-Chi, and you weren't steering the ship back to Shang-Chi.
I wasn't.
Okay, let's go talk about Halloween.
Because I don't want to really, like, try to spoil too much when you're like, oh, yeah, he said that.
That's true.
He said that part, and
I'll
watching it.
I'll put a spoiler warning in the description. Or a little, like, little small note on the side of the thumbnail.
All right.
Slight Shang-Chi spoilers.
Shang-Chi, we discussed where we would rank it, well, where I would rank it. I mean, I feel like that ranking's still a little low, but Marvel movies
I gave you your top five.
Bro, that's not in my top five. But it's like Marvel movies.
No, I said, where would you rank it in terms of your top five? Like, if you could take it out... So that would be your...
See, that's not a good ranking. I'm going to go off all the movies.
Okay, you don't know all the movies.
I know a decent amount of them. I'm saying, like, towards the back half of the Marvel movies. That's where I put it. Just because the Marvel movies are that good.
As good.
That's what I was going to ask you. Which came first? The Thor saga or Guardians? Guardians was after Thor, right?
In between, like... Because Thor Ragnarok was, like, the last movie before Infinity War.
Yeah.
Because the ending cutscene...
He was with...
Was...
Everybody from Guardians of the Galaxy, and then that's when Thanos shit popped up.
Well, no, not him with Guardians of the Galaxy. The ending cutscene for Thor was, it was them on that ship that we see them on when Thanos. But what it is they're looking out of the thing, and we see Thanos' ship there.
Yeah, just
we see it right in front of there, and that is a lead into Infinity War.
And that's how it started. Yeah,
yeah, that's how Ragnarok ended.
Yeah, and then
so
well then I'd put Shang-Chi behind the Thor saga, any of his movies, I'd put it before that. So it might be able to slide past the Iron Man's. The only reason it doesn't is because he has, every movie Iron Man has, like, projects him up. Shang-Chi only has one movie, so it would have to be, like, astounding for...
Yeah.
It was good, but I wouldn't put it, it'd be right there with the Iron Man's.
Okay.
So
do we want to continue talking about movies, or do we want to go to the gym real quick?
Let's go to the gym. All right, guys.
Okay.
Nice seeing you.
Can you go get some action? All right, then.
I was going to...
We slightly touched on this topic in our first episode about, like, pet peeves at the gym.
Yeah, we did.
We talked about this.
We talked about it for, like, 2 minutes, and then we wound up talking about people with their dicks out in the locker room.
Yes, we did.
I remember that now. But instead of pet peeves, let's do positives about the gym now.
Okay, positives.
Guys, give me your... We're doing a lot of rankings this episode, so give me your top three workouts. You want to go body part or just top three all in general?
Well, I'll do top three.
Just top three workouts.
I'll do top three, like, workouts. We can choose, like, which day, too, because most people split up.
Okay,
like,
oh, yeah.
They got
leg
day, arms, chest.
Good suggestion.
Chest and back and stuff
good
like
suggestion,
that.
Good suggestion, brother. Hell yeah! That was a good one. That was a good one.
Keep it down a little bit.
On that, Adam.
We got other people. We got live studio audiences here. Always. AKA just my family in the other room. So.
Alright, let's go.
Right.
Monday. You do the same schedule, don't you?
Monday, yeah. Monday's chest.
Monday,
chest and back.
Monday, chest and back.
Chest and back.
Give me your top three chest workouts and then your top three back workouts.
Okay. My top three chest workouts. Bench, obviously, at number one. Flat bench.
Respect.
Flies at number two.
Now, cable flies or dumbbell flies?
Either or.
Respect, dog.
I'm just going either or.
Respect, dog.
And then I would have to do incline.
Decline?
incline dumbbell.
Yeah, definitely.
Incline dumbbell, because doing incline press with the, like, bar is very weird and very wonky. You can't do... You have to do flat dumbbell in order to be able to successfully not feel that, like, wobbly, like... on the incline barbell. So I would say that kind of ranks in my, those are my ranks for chest. So number one, flat bench. Number two, either or dumbbell or cable flies. And then third, incline bench.
Respect.
Incline dumbbell. Incline
Respect.
Dumbbell.
Respect.
Then back.
Back.
Pull downs.
Lats.
Lat pull downs.
Which a lot. A lot.
Definitely. Rows at number two.
Seated rows, okay.
Seated rows.
Okay.
Or standing. Seated or standing. And because sometimes standing hits different.
Yeah, it does.
And then deadlift.
Mm.
Deadlift at number three.
The killer.
Deadlift at number three because it works a lot of your lower back. Well, your lower back goes into that. Because I remember first time we worked out at the gym we both go to now, I did deadlifts with you the one day
after doing some
lower back, and I felt like 60 years older after the next day. For like a good 3 or 4 days, I was like,
it's actually back today, speaking of that.
Oh, yeah.
I do back and shoulders.
It's
I don't know if that's cool with you.
It's arms, bro.
It's arms every day.
Arms every day. Arms every day. Look at this shit. Anyway, now you.
All right, I'm going to transition to Tuesday for me.
No, you're
are you
doing Monday.
The same
day? We both have to do it. Why?
Because it's going to be pretty much the same.
Okay. All right.
Cause I was gonna
are
say,
they exactly the same? Or is it something different?
Because I was going to say bench, flies, and then...
this is your third spot, right? Like
yeah, this would be... Right? Yeah, so bench, flies, and...
You could surprise us. You could say
yeah,
dips.
I'm trying to think of something different.
You could say dips.
Nah.
Push-ups.
Nah. I'll switch it up. My third one for, not bench, my third one for chest, I'll go, it's still incline, but I'll go the seated.
Seated incline?
Yeah, the seated incline with the,
barbell?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
he really means decline, but that's his favorite.
It's not getting to that.
Back.
Back pull downs, but not the wide lat pull downs. You know how they got the, why am I still holding this? I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna use it now. I'm gonna use it now, because now it's gonna help
okay.
me. You know, what you use for the rows, the seated rows?
The little triangle.
Yeah,
the
triangle
thing. It's not like a triangle.
Yeah, you get what I'm talking about, though.
Whatchamacallit.
You get what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
I use that for my
It's shaped like a triangle, but there's like two bars here, and there's like one solid bar, so you're holding it like this.
Yeah, I use that. So you're pretty much like this. I use that for my lat, so I'll have it here, and I'll do the same movement, just with that. Kind of burns for me more. So that, so
because what hits your the inner back.
Yeah, so
back
still pull downs. What is it called? Is it still considered rows? What's the standing with that same tool? The one I sent you?
That's a row.
That's
yeah,
a row. So
rows,
standing
yeah.
rows, yeah. And I guess I'll go, I don't know what it's called, but your lower back when you're
Superman's.
The Superman's, that's what they called it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, matter of fact. Because most people do it on the floor, I see.
Yeah,
I have never done it on the floor.
Those are called Superman's.
Yeah, so Superman's. Those kill my lower back.
Listen, grab a 45, pal. Grab a 45, because you're skipping 60 years of your life.
Grab a 45 if you want
to. You're going
go
straight to feeling like you're 60.
So that'll be... So we pretty much got the same thing. All right,
so let's go Tuesday now.
Yeah, let's go Tuesday arms. I'll start it off with the arms.
Oh, Tuesday's arms?
For me, it is.
Oh, for me, it's usually like legs and shoulders.
Ah, see, we filled around a lot.
let's stick with mine, mainly because leading into the week, you do some wonky ass things. It seems like,
bro, I do chest. Monday, I just go hard on my chest and abs.
Okay.
Monday, actually, chest and abs on Monday.
Abs.
Tuesday,
abs will be like their own thing.
Yeah,
abs, because my abs. I did the ab wheel yesterday. I was getting out of bed and I was like, I had to do a double take. I was like,
Monday I go chest, abs. Tuesday, biceps, triceps, forearms.
See, I do that on Wednesdays.
The whole arm, you know.
I do that on Wednesdays too.
See, we do the same thing, just different days. Wednesday.
What I'm saying, like, do you want to just go skip to that, or do you want to just do like a thing? Because most of my workouts, like, when you do legs, do you do shoulders?
No. When I do legs, I do strictly legs.
Okay.
I do abs on my legs.
See, that's with me. It's Monday and Mondays chest and back. Tuesdays legs and shoulders. Wednesdays are biceps, triceps, forearms. And then, like, after that, it's pretty much just touching up anything else.
Oh, yeah, so we do the same thing.
You do abs on all three of those days.
Yeah, so we do the same thing, just different. We flip around.
Okay. We got the days of the week where, like, wait, no, I did this day. No, I did this today.
Meanwhile, we're doing the same shit.
So, just different days. So, let's now just stick to body parts rather than going on Monday, Tuesday, which we were originally going to do, because that's what fucked us up. All right,
so just your arms.
Arms. Definitely gotta go either sitting or standing, because I like either or. It's easier if you do standing, but the preacher curls, just curls, mm-hmm. bicep curls, love those. That's number one. Number one. Then, dumbbell curls.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
Two biceps already.
And then, well, I'm gonna do tricep, bicep, and, like, forearm and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, do each for three. Because you do different workouts for each of them.
Yeah.
Because
I was going to ask you, like, your first... top bicep, top tricep, top forearm.
Oh, I'm going to
top. But we definitely didn't do that for bench. We didn't do that for bench. Yeah, I said for bench, for chest. Could have had a V8.
But, so...
All right. Preacher curls.
Preacher curls, dumbbell curls. And then I guess I would have... to go...
Last bicep workout for you.
Hammers.
Alright. Two dumbbell workouts and then a preacher curl bar. Don't they call it... called a cheat bar? What's a cheat bar in a...
I guess a Smith machine.
I don't know what a cheat bar is, honestly.
Well, alright, so people might say it's a cheat bar because it weighs less than 45 pounds, which is what the bench bars weigh.
I'm not about to curl with no bench bar.
People do.
Shit.
People do.
Not this guy. I'm not that guy, pal.
So, yeah, what are your favorite biceps?
Alright. Nobody's gonna bounce back and forth?
Yeah.
Alright, so, biceps for me. First, I like preachers. Preachers get the job done.
Sitting or standing, or it doesn't matter?
I like sitting more than standing.
Okay.
Because it's more, like, isolating, though.
Yeah.
Because when you're standing, you know, kind of get to cheating.
Well, no, you try not to do that. Or
you try, but then, you know, you get to that third set.
Put your back up against the wall, buddy.
So listen.
Keep those elbows in tight.
So definitely preacher sitting. Love hammers. I love hammers, man.
Love hammers. regular, Thors.
More than you know. Love it. But yeah,
did you just say?
That's the name of the hammer.
It's Mjolnir, not Mjolnir.
You gotta pronounce every letter in the way. Mjolnir. You gotta pronounce every letter in
it. This man put a hard J on it.
Man, listen, the accent was coming. I'm half Spanish, you know what I'm saying? But hammers for sure. Third.
Thor is Nordic, not Spanish.
Hey. So, so third, after hammers, I like the way. Classic right there. I kind of like the new workout I've been doing.
What's that?
Where you kind of get a cable, mm-hmm. and you put your arm behind you.
Okay.
And you just curl. It's pretty much a cable curl. Just
cable curl.
Yeah, cable curl. So that's it for bicep. Preacher, hammers, cables.
Okay. For my tricep. I like doing the isolated, like, our gym doesn't have it, but the single rope pull down.
Damn, we definitely don't have that.
That's my number one.
We got that skinny rope, you could probably pull that off. It's like a real, real, real skinny rope.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably pull that off.
Okay, let's go off topic here for 1 second. Yesterday, I was at the gym, and like I said, we're doing shoulders, so we're trying to do, like, the face pulls, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the rope. I go over to, like, look for a rope because we were getting ready to go to the, you know, this with all the machines and stuff. Remember where, like, the leg lift machine is with the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So those cables. I was going over there. I was getting ready to look for a rope. There's some motherfucker with both of the ropes hooked onto the thing, doing the dumbass, like, ab workout
where you do that.
Why do you need both fucking ropes?
I
mean,
I heard that works good, but they have a machine
but
that does that.
But why do you need both fucking ropes for it? You just take one. I've seen people do it with just one.
I don't do it, period. They have a machine that does that same movement.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
So,
you don't fucking need to grab both ropes and look like a fucking tool. PSA, don't do that shit. It's bad.
There's a lot of shit people do in the gym. That's for,
I've seen someone use clips on a Smith machine.
What? Like the clips you put on, like
yes. The stops your weight from coming off when you're curling clips.
Yeah.
I've seen someone use clips on a Smith machine. We may have mentioned this in our first
episode. I don't think you did. Why? Maybe. The weight's not going though. You can't move the bar.
I don't fucking know, man. I don't know. I've seen it twice. I've seen it at both gyms I've gone to.
The weight,
they don't have any clips at Planet Fitness. And if they do, I'm going to steal them all.
I'm actually going there tomorrow, so I'm probably going to be with you tomorrow. I got a friend that goes to Planet Fitness, and I've been telling him I was going to work out with him for a while. And he goes to Planet, and I was like, I'm not going there.
Gotcha.
But
gotcha.
I finally was like, oh,
so God. This is Vaughn's last podcast.
So we got a new host coming.
Who doesn't go to Planet Fitness. No, I'm kidding. I went to, when I was in Pennsylvania, visiting my one friend. We went to the gym, and he goes to Planet Fitness. And I couldn't go to a gym here because it was the height of all like the quarantine and closings and stuff. Gyms were not open here. But gyms were open there. The only thing you had to do was wear a mask, which is what happened in gyms over here until a little while ago when they said you didn't have to wear one. Planet Fitness was open.
Mask off.
And so I was like, fuck it. I'll work out at Planet Fitness. I'll just max out all the machines.
Tell me about your experience.
This wasn't anything.
It wasn't good, was it?
Although I did actually have to make sure I didn't slam a weight down.
Bro, that's
that was
the
only
worst
thing. Because
then don't they not have free weights there except for like
they have
curls?
They have dumbbells, but they only go up to 75.
Yeah, like you can't bench free weights.
They have it's like a bar, a curling bar,
yeah,
but like just a circle.
And it's not it's not like free weights you put on. It's just like a
A prefabricated bar.
Stupid.
And no free benches, no free weight benches. They just have Smith machines.
Well, I'm going for legs tomorrow, so I can make it work, I guess.
I guess.
I mean, I do love them squats.
I mean, I don't. You're gonna have to do them on a Smith machine. So leg press would be your best bet.
I'll do some extensions.
Do
some
leg press. Yeah.
But.
And they don't have the leg extensions that we have at our gym where you can add weights. It's all machines, dude.
I mean, I'm alright with the machine like extensions. They're not too bad.
Yeah, but, you know, you're going to be sitting there. Someone's going to look at you like. Okay, back to tricep workouts. The one arm isolated pull down with a rope. The barbell pull down. You do the bar.
Yeah.
And then skull crushers for my third.
That's a good three. All right, so ours is going to be a little different.
Actually, no, you know what? Let me take out the bar pull down for the one when you're overhead like this.
All right, so ours is going to be a little different then. Cool, cool.
That's my number two.
All right. My three triceps. First, I like the cable. Not the cable, the rope extensions.
What's on the cables anyway?
Yeah, it's on the cables.
Cable extensions.
Cable extensions with the rope, because you can't do it with the bar, but I like doing it with the rope. You get the rotation.
Because that literally was my second one. I was like, oh, but it's the same thing. So,
yeah,
I was like,
so you get
the
rotation more. I like sitting. I don't know the name of any of these exercises, mind you. I think they're all extensions, honestly. The sitting extensions where you put the weight over your head and kind of like what you said with this, but you're just sitting and you're extending it straight up and down 90 degrees. Mm-hmm. I like that one. And then I like, this is kind of like a two-part workout, because I have to do it both ways, but you see me do it multiple times, where it's on the cables too. You get the single handle extension this way, to your wrist like this, and then you would use your wrist like this and extend it that way. Same extension, just your wrist changes. And it's supposed to, one's supposed to work out the long head of your tricep, and then the other one works out the, you know, don't know the other name of that
short
one.
Head, yeah. Short head. Short head.
That's how you get the horseshoe, brother. But yeah, that's pretty much it for tries. Tries. Love tries, though. Fun fact, the try builds up most of your arms. So if you want bigger arms, get those triceps working.
Also, if you want a better bench, too.
Yeah, better bench, too, as well, yeah.
There's a lot of triceps in bench, which a lot of people surprisingly don't know about.
Yeah. So triceps, top three workout. Like, is it just talking body parts? Top three.
Yeah. As far as isolation goes and stuff, to, I guess, go off topic again, a lot of workouts use a lot of different muscles too.
Yeah, because technically you're using shoulders as well when you're benching.
Oh yeah, you're using like three different muscles when you're benching.
A lot of people don't use legs when they bench. Did y'all know that? You do use a little bit of legs when you bench, when you're heavy benching, you know?
Yeah, people.
When you put the little, when you get the big boy weights.
Ground the feet when you do the 345s like I was at one point.
Yeah, you know? When you get the big boy weights.
345s and 345. My all-time high max bench.
My all-time high is, Yeah, so you know legs.
You skip forearms.
Yeah, I know. Forearms. I really only do two workouts for my forearms. No, I do three. So this is going to be my three. I haven't really done any other.
So my top favorite forearm workout would have to be reverse curls.
All right. That's
That does help, right?
Yeah.
That does. I'm not like hallucinating, right? That does work everybody else's forearms.
Right? Yeah.
My top one is reverse curls.
That's in mine. That was in my top three, yeah.
Then the one where you go.
You get the dumbbell and you just. Yes. Yep, that's in my top three as well. And then you do it the other way as well. Does that count as one then?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll count it as one. Yeah. So, yeah, so we got two of the same right now.
And then.
Third forearm exercise. I'll tell you mine right now.
I know what's going to be because I was going to say it, but I was like, I'm not going to say it. We already talked about it before.
You guys know what that third exercise is.
But the third one would have to be.
I get so angry. All right, for real. Gym workout.
Third one, gym workout would probably have to be. I can't think of a third one. Is there a third one?
Is there a third? Oh, I got it. There is a third one. We have it in our gym too. I like this exercise actually, and I have it at home too.
What is it?
It's the I don't know what it's called, but it's like weighted. You just squeeze it literally.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's squeezing. I was gonna say that, but yeah, the squeezing little thing, like the little.
I don't know what it's called, but we have that at the gym.
Yeah. You see it in, like, 80s movies and TV shows. Like the guy who walks around with a thing squeezing it.
Yeah.
I think it was on Fresh Prince at one point. Yeah. He had it the entire time.
Yeah, that thing burns up, so that's forearms. It's not a lot of stuff you can do for forearms, but... Mm. You know. Where do you want to transition?
Essentially, we're about the same for forearms, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because the first the other two are the same.
Now!
You want to transition shoulders, or... We didn't do shoulders. Head, shoulders, vision, toes.
On to shoulders. Shoulder press, number one.
Barbell or dumbbell? Either one.
Dumbbell. When you listen, all right? You pull out those hundreds and you're right up there, people are looking at you going, right. I want to do that one day.
I got the 70s.
I do this thing, which it kind of incorporates, like, three workouts.
I think I know where you're going with this. I think I do the same thing.
It's the thing where you extend.
And then you come here.
And then press.
Yep.
So that would essentially be my second favorite workout. And then it would be have to be this, coming up with them like this. And some people go like this and then come back down and do this. So that would be my third favorite workout for
solvers. Me, personally, I like the barbell more than the dumbbells. Not because it's... Doing the dumbbells is... Like, I like doing it better.
It's easier.
Yeah, but the barbell burns way more for some reason when I'm doing it.
Because it's a 45-pound weight.
Yeah, so it's burning a lot when my shoulder's busting. So, barbell...
Now, do you do it on the Smith machine, or do you do...
I do those on the Smith machine. Okay. Now. Just because if y'all do it... Standing with a barbell, it's kind of like I cheat. Yeah, you run the risk of, you know, breaking your shoulder and dislocating something,
or just
and also
back and cracking your head open.
And also, I cheat when I do it standing. I wind up using a little leg, so I get a little bounce when I go up. Yeah, I get the bounce, so that's why I do the Smith machine because I sit down and I'm just like all shoulders. Mm. The cable, just a little extensions.
Okay.
For your shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's all one workout because I do it in the front too.
Okay.
So that's one. And then my last one, I'd have to say same one, that the side ones.
Okay.
That I do like that one. So.
Okay.
That's
and now.
That's my treat.
Now.
Now the most important part.
I was not beating off. I was smacking my legs in a drum roll. Because we're doing legs now.
His favorite.
Everybody's favorite. Nobody skips leg day.
It actually is my favorite, I'll be honest. It's next to right next to chest.
Accurate depiction of me skipping leg day.
We got Bambi. You got live Bambi in the building.
We tried to do squats the other day, and I lost a lot more than I'm happy to admit. But I probably will get it back. It's probably just because I haven't done it in a while. Yeah. So
I love squats.
You know, when we do legs today. You said legs today, or no?
No.
Oh, that's right. You said biceps and, you know.
I'm going to work on my neck.
Oh, I guess.
No, I don't work out my neck. Shrugs. Some shoulders, yeah. That, well, not your shoulders, your
traps.
Yeah.
Traps. Anyway, talking about legs.
Legs.
So.
I'll go first since I'm a leg guy.
I'm going first. Leg press.
Leg press, all right.
Leg press for number one. Calf raises for number two. And hamstring curls for number three.
All right. Easy work. Me. First, squats off the rim. Squats, second, leg extensions. Doesn't matter if it's cable. It doesn't matter if it's machine or free weight, either one. Third, damn. You kind of have to go more than three for legs.
Come on, Mr. Legs. No, you don't. All right. It's your top three. If you could only ever do three leg workouts for the rest of your life, what would they be?
All right, then calf raises for sure. Okay. I really wanted to go hamstring curls, but then I was thinking, like, if I only had to do three leg exercises, and I just got massive quads and massive hammies, and then I got small calves, got it looking like a chicken for real, nah. So I got to get some calves in there.
Okay. So, that is our
favorite workouts.
Now, back to movies. Oh, steam room or sauna?
You already know what I'm going to pick. I'm going to try to expose me.
I'm both. I like both. I'll do steam room, then sauna, then steam room, or I'll do both mix and match.
Bro, you know I'm a sauna kind of guy. I get in the steam room, but you know I'm a sauna kind of guy.
Can't handle the heat.
It's not even the heat, bro. It's like the air. Like, I just can't breathe. Because if they put that sauna up to like 300, you're not supposed to be in there that long, but I probably could still chill in there. It's just like the mist in the steam room is just like, I said the mist. The steam in the steam room.
The mist room.
The steam.
Oh, we're at an hour. Look at that.
The steam in the steam room. I just can't do it, bro. I just can't. I don't know why.
Side note, I think I won't have to edit this one, actually.
All right.
I don't think I'll edit this one. Hopefully. I don't think the lulls and like little pauses were too long, right?
Nah, I don't think so.
We've had longer.
Hell yeah. We definitely had longer. But you were going to transition to movies. I kind of want to cut that off.
I was the one who said steam room or sauna.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like both. What's a gym goal that you have?
I'm gonna say
whether it be like an all time max or a weight, or great question. What I mean?
I got two goals.
Okay.
One that I set pre COVID.
Okay.
Like before everything COVID. And then one that I have now. My pre COVID goal was I only had one goal.
Pandemic, I think YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
I think YouTube does something about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Before the pandemic. Not, I had that.
Before the big C.
Yeah, before big C came around and was like, you're. my goal was.
Hey, chill, big C, it's me.
You gotta catch the C, CJ.
You gotta catch.
My goal before all of that, I wasn't really heavy in the gym, so I only had one goal, and I just wanted to get my bench up. I just wanted to get a big chest.
What was the weight?
Bro, I couldn't even bench 185 at the time. My max was...
Listen, I started off only being able to bench a 25 on each side.
I think that was my max at the time, bro.
When I first started working out, my 13th birthday, when my parents got me my membership to the gym...
Wow, I
could only do a 25 on each side.
My max when I'm 22 was One, what's that? Well, two, a 45 and a 45 and a ball. I think it's like
105.
85? No.
135.
Yeah, 135. That was my...
185 is the 25 on your side with the 45.
Yeah. My max last year... Nah, 2 years ago was that. Like, I'd get that up for a good six and be done. So, my goal before... Yeah.
When I hit 205, that was an accomplishment.
Yeah, bro. Hell yeah.
I remember I was like freshman year of high school. I was
I was freshman year.
Freshman year of high school was 205.
Back when I was a freshman on my freshman year, you know, feeling real fresh.
I was a fresh man.
But so my pre-pandemic was to get my bench up, and my weight at the time was 185, okay. And I wanted to cut to like 175. I just wanted to lose 10 pounds but get my weight up on the bench.
175 was my lowest all-time weight.
Damn. So, that happened, and then once it happened, I lost confidence. Not confidence, what's the word? I lost motivation.
Drive.
Yeah, I lost the drive. And I was like, oh, I did it. Done. Lost all the muscle, got my fat back because I was eating terrible. And then,
that's my problem. People are probably like, oh, you were 175? You could do 345 at one point? Look how far you've fallen. What happened to you? Damn. The years really take a toll. Yeah. Yep.
It's done a toll on you, buddy. But that was my goal pre-pandemic. And then...
I'm offended!
Once I got back in the gym, like,
updates real quick.
Once I got back in the gym, like, real dedicated and every day eating right and all that, my goal was to lose a lot more weight. I was still, mind you, I never got to that 175. I stayed at 185 the whole time. So I got my weight down. I currently weigh 160 now. So I lost 20 pounds. But my bench max that I've done is 225 now. So I'm doing it. I'm doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? So now I guess my current goal is to keep my physique. Like, don't fall off. You know, you get to your goal, and you're like, oh, I reached it. And then you start dipping off again. I kind of want to push it even further, actually. Like, I don't want to stay where I'm at. I feel like I could lose more weight, because I still have body fat. Like, if I was to take my shirt off right now, I still have body fat. I'm not shredded, which I don't want to be.
I'm not taking that shirt.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it, but I'm not shredded, but I know I can lose more fat, like, just body fat. So I think I could honestly reach 154. And that would be, like, the lowest body fat percentage. But I also still want to have bulk muscle at the same time. I don't want to be skinny shredded. I want to be bulky, slim waist, you know? Mm. So I could do it for sure because I'm right there. I just got to really do it. Just do it, you know?
My goal.
Have you always had one goal?
I've had a couple goals before. I passed one, which was benching past 300, and obviously, like I said, I went way past that and 345. Then another goal of mine was to get a really low weight, and it was 135. So now those have become my goals again.
135?
175.
I was going to say.
175.
Bro, you going to look sick as hell.
175. But I guess you could say my main goal pretty much now is to just like get fit as far as like my body type is and everything like that. And
oh,
like,
so according to like your height and...
Yeah, get like ripped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like my frame and stuff like that.
So you don't want to like bulk really... up no more. But you kind of want to still be bulky. No,
yeah.
Like the same thing as
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh my God, I was literally about to say the same exact thing.
Chris Hemsworth.
He's, like, bulky, but at the same time, he's cut. That's how I want to be.
Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, those
yeah, like, they're not
Chris
shredded.
Pratt, the first Guardians.
They're, like, no, they're not
Chris
shredded.
Evans when he pops out of the little thing.
Chris Hemsworth. Avenger. All time. Anytime.
Chris Hemsworth.
Just him.
More now.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Have you seen him
Extraction
now, dude?
Extraction, too?
Extraction for this in his videos.
He's just working out on Instagram.
Yeah, dude, where he has, like, huge fucking biceps. Like,
that's how
Jesus.
I'm trying to get, bro.
That's where I'm trying to go right there, man.
Like, I want to be shredded, but at the same time, like, still big. Which is possible.
Yes, it is.
Very possible. So, next time you see us, what's this, September 22nd?
22nd, oh my God, why did Buffalo Wild Wings text me?
This time next year, when our podcast has 1.5 million subscribers, and not the podcast, just the channel. When the channel has 1.5 million subscribers and, you know, what else would we have? I was expecting you to throw another number at me. Just 1.5 million subscribers. We'll both have our own houses at that time. Mansions, probably. You'll see us driving Corvettes and Porsches. We're going to look like Chris Hemsworth. Me too. Skin and all. I'm going to be
the Marvel ready.
I'm going to be the White Panther. No? Bro, what did you just throw on?
I threw a DC Universe online.
I didn't know what this was for a second.
I kind of got to remember the controls.
I feel like I went on a tangent talking about my goals.
You did. I was like, hey. I was like, okay.
He was like, here's some goals. And I started talking about my childhood. What's your goals? Well, you know, when I was 3, my dad told me I could never run a mile. And I was like, you're right. But then I turned 13, I ran 2. And that's when I realized I can't bench 130. Start naming things off. That's how you go on tangents right there, fellas. I said fails. Fails? Where we at?
Hey there, fellas.
We're only at 1:08.
Yeah. So, I told you my goals were just to kind of get back to where I was and get like the Chris Hemsworth and stuff like that. So now we're going back to movies. Welcome back to the movies, ladies and gentlemen. Get some popcorn. Get some whatever drink you want to get. Get some candy, corn, or black licorice. And take a seat in that comfy recliner. Because we're going cinematic on you. Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage, comes out October 1st. They've given a definitive date after a week. A week before, they released a new trailer and it said this fall. Not October 1st, it said this fall. Then a week later, when Shang-Chi was busting records at the box office,
they said, hold on now, pardon.
They were like, October 1st. Damn. You gotta get in on that.
Bro, that's next week.
That is next week, oh, yeah.
Whoa, bro, time
that's
is flying.
Next week. Listen, anybody watching, you want to know what you can get me for my birthday present?
$20 so you can get to the movie.
An IMAX 3D ticket.
Oh, that's...
To Venom 2.
How much is that?
Probably like...
20 will cover you?
Maybe, I don't know. Let me
maybe, I don't know.
Let's go and see real quick here, you know what I mean? Let's go to the Fandango.
Will $20 cover you? I don't know.
Fandango. I usually buy my tickets from Fandango because they let me put them on my Apple Pay thing.
Ah.
And it's really cool. I have like every ticket that I've ever bought in online because I buy tickets online now. Same. I really don't buy tickets physically because it's just, it's easier.
I'm not going to lie. I checked up a movie I watched like 5 years ago on Fandango because they had it on there and it was 50 Shades Darker.
Man. Dude, Thursday, September 30th. I can go see it on Thursday. I can't see it Friday. I can see it Thursday.
Oh, because you're off Thursday.
Yes, sir. They got an IMAX in Cherry Hill. They got 4 p.m., 6:45 p.m.
Guess we're skipping the gym that day.
Yes, we would be. Let me go ahead and see here real quick.
Or we just work out in the gym.
1758.
That's actually not too bad. So if you're watching this...
That's just IMAX.
You said 3D.
Yeah, let's go 3D. They only have it in real D 3D. Okay, never mind. I guess we're not seeing it in 3D. I guess we're not seeing it in regular in 3D.
4DX, what was
just
that?
Just IMAX. What?
I seen that 4DX real quick. Where was that? That's not there? Oh, it's not. I don't know what movie that was for a second.
No fucking way.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Dude,
I knew I wasn't tripping.
It's 4DX 3D.
Hell no.
You serious, dude?
8 o'clock.
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Yeah.
Oof, that's a little early. But then again, it is coming out there.
You just scoffed at like 8. 21:50.
Oh, so if you're watching this, you can't send him 20. That's not enough.
You gotta send him 25.
30. Just send them to 30.
20 would be good for a birthday present for seeing it in IMAX and Cherry Hill. But if we want to go all out, ball out, rock out
30.
With the socks out.
30. Damn, that it is $30, so I know I'm going to get popcorn.
21. Yeah. It'd be like $30-some. I get paid on Friday, though, so I can just set money aside.
I would do that.
I can set money aside for
Forget them. Let there be carnage.
Next Thursday, September 30th.
They're dropping a new. We got the early release. What are they calling in games? The preload. The preload. The
early access.
Yeah, we got the early access.
So here's a little movie history for you all. Some of you young kids won't know this. Apples. Some of you younglings, who Anakin did not assassinate in his taking of the temple, you will not remember the fact that there used to be these things called midnight premieres. Okay.
Damn, I didn't even remember
movies.
That for a
movies did not come out a full day before their release date. There was a specific thing called a midnight premiere where you got a ticket, which was very hard to get for a big movie.
You had to literally go to the theater.
You had to go to the theater.
Get the ticket for next week.
A week before, yes.
Don't lose the ticket.
Don't.
There was no way for them to check now. Like he said, you can have the app.
But. At midnight, you would have to go and watch the movie at midnight. In order to see it before. And it was like this big thing. Oh, you're going to the midnight premiere, man.
Yeah.
And you score tickets to the midnight premiere because you get to see it early before everybody else.
That
used
to be lit.
You know everybody else was going to that theater the next day.
It used to be lit low key.
And because the fact that like you were young, kids were young and they were in school, you had to be like, bleep, bleep, bleep.
Mm.
I got to go to the midnight premiere of episode 3.
That's probably my favorite episode out of Star Wars.
That was a really good time. And I was not in the paper. My picture was taken and used in the paper years after for Halloween costume ideas. Would you like me to bring up this article, sir?
Halloween costume ideas. What'd you have on?
I had a Darth Vader costume.
Oh, okay. I am intrigued right now. I would love to see this costume. Was it an official Darth Vader costume?
Yeah, it was one of the ones with, like, the mask and stuff like that.
See, I thought you had, like, a shirt with just, you know, a little Walmart boy.
How dare you?
A little Walmart boy.
I am offended.
Listen, I did some cheap costumes before.
Everybody has.
I went as Michael Jackson one Halloween, and I didn't buy anything but a wig. I had the glasses. I had a white tank, not a white tank, I had a white t-shirt and a jacket and black pants. Said I was Michael Jackson. Save your money, kids. Me? I just spent $80 at Spirit Halloween last week. Shout out Naruto. I'm really about to start speaking Japanese real quick.
Is this it?
We are the world.
I'm trying to find this.
We are the children. Can't sing too much of that. Get copyrighted. I'll switch it up. You rock my world.
I'm trying to find it.
My life.
Where?
I'm at Buffalo Wild Wings. Sent me something too. Win bar trivia at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
Get to the bar Wednesday. Team trivia, and we could win $50,000, bro.
Will never be the same. 2018. I had this saved up.
But girl, you came and changed.
Halloween 2018.
The way I walk. The way I talk.
Come on.
I
can't find her now. I
just gave him a whole rendition of Michael.
I don't want to get copyright struck, man. We got to continue this. We got to go.
I got to switch the artist. Somebody that won't copyright strike us.
Everybody will copyright strike us. Grand Theft Auto the game copyright strike us.
Lil Uzi won't strike us.
Lil Uzi will strike us. She'll be like, I need another diamond in my forehead. Let's get it.
I'll just get my Playboy Cardi on real quick. I don't know Playboy Cardi.
I don't know who Playboy Cardi is.
You don't need to know. I'll give you a little rendition right now of what he sounds like. You ready? Already? This is Playboy Cardi, bro.
Fucking the thing. Okay, stop it.
That's it. He sounds
like.
Stop
it. Stop it. Get out. No, stop it. Stop it. Please.
Playboy Cardi, folks. That's probably accurate, too. I wasn't trying to joke. That was literally how he sounds.
Where did this thing go? I had this, like, saved for so long.
Shout out to the female in 9th grade that I sang How to Love by Lil Wayne to. I miss you.
In other news.
Yo, Cut that up. Cut that up, but send it to me so I can send it to her.
Where is it? I know I'm gonna find it here. There it is.
Motherfucker. I was gonna say, I can't scroll that deep in my stuff. You're gonna see something you
don't want. All right. This is a Press of Atlantic City article from October 31st, 2017, about everything you need to know about Halloween. If you scroll down...
That's you?
That's me. John Quintus. Seven. Yo. Seven of them seeing... Waiting to see Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Wednesday, May 8th, 18th, 2005.
They waited 12 years later?
They waited 12 years to put me in the paper. That is me.
That's fire.
As you can clearly see by the name.
That's heat.
John Plains.
He got the lightsaber and everything.
On the cover of the other, of the actual paper, like the next day.
Say what you gotta say.
It was not me. It was the other two people. It was not me, though.
Say what you gotta say, and I'm gonna say.
And this is top five costume ideas.
I'm gonna call you out.
The only other person they have in here for these costume ideas is a dog.
I was gonna say a dog.
A picture of Scarlet Witch and me. So I made the cut. In 2017.
I'm gonna call you out.
We were graduated after that.
I'm gonna call you out right now.
Call me out on what?
Well, we're not gonna act like it's like you were in Darth Vader with a blue lightsaber just now.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, and listen good. They did not have the red lightsabers in that style of lightsaber, which were the badass lightsabers that you just went like that, clicked the button and went, and every time you'd hit it, it'd go, okay. They did not have that in Darth Vader. Because it was so early on and that had not come out yet.
Could have just colored it.
Listen, I was 7 years old and I was excited to see a Star Wars.
Should have had that imagination.
The only thing in my imagination, mine, was, oh my god, I'm going to go see this movie.
I mean, for being honest.
And I get to take off of school the next day.
What color was Anakin's lightsaber?
Blue.
That's what I was going to say. You could, I'll let you get that then. I'll let you get it. Just because...
I mean, I don't think he got the red lightsaber right till, away.
Yeah, until he was, you know... Because when he fought Obi-Wan, he did have the blue. I'll let you get it.
Exactly. There you go.
I mean, you were Darth Vader, and Darth Vader's lightsaber is red, but...
Yes, I'll let you get listen, it. Darth... Congratulations, Captain Obvious. You pointed out the obvious.
I don't think I got any good costumes.
There's nothing to call me out on.
I dressed up
as... Listen, alright, I think of that, I look at that, and I'm like, wow, I had a blue lightsaber. But listen, anybody who tells me anything different...
I'm in the news badge.
I tell them to fuck off.
I had an It mask. It wasn't really It, but it was a bootleg one. I had Nikes on.
Well, see, everybody knows that Pennywise wears a clown outfit. He doesn't wear a pair of Nikes and a bomber. See it.
Listen, like you said, they didn't have clown outfits.
See, the It movie hadn't come out yet, so they didn't have the actual costumes. Yeah. It wasn't really popular.
They had, was actually the year...
Red balloons didn't exist before It.
Fun fact, that clown costume I just wore, almost got arrested for wearing that. That was that year when people were going around dressed as clowns, really killing people. Remember all that? I was a clown that year.
That was like 2016, 2017.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I dressed as a clown that year, like a dummy. Cop pulled me over. He was like, where you heading, sir? I was like, just trick-or-treating. He was like, you got an ID? I was like, nah.
How old are you?
Yeah, he was like, you got an ID? I was like, nah. He was like, you need to head home. It's not safe. I was like, all right.
It's not safe for you because you got a clown mask.
Yeah, I had the clown mask on. I probably would have took the clown mask off and really got arrested, if you know what I'm saying.
You were wearing a clown mask? Just... You were driving or just out walking?
I was just out walking around.
Oh, I think you were driving. Yeah, I was like, do you have an ID while you're driving? Like, no, I don't have an ID. He was like, just get out of here. Completely glances over the fact.
Get out the car, bubs. Get
out
the
car. No, he would have said that. He was afraid you were going to murder him.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why he let you go, you know?
Yeah, sir, let me see your ID. I don't have one.
You're like, okay, get out of here. It's not safe for me.
He's like, yeah, do your thing. We'll keep on... Have a good night, sir.
But anyway, like I said, send me that money for so I can see Venom.
So we can go watch Venom, let there be cards.
In 4DX.
Nah, we're really going to go see that next week, though, bro. So
save that money.
Save that 30.
Are we doing...
Bro, we're doing 4DX, bro.
We're doing 4DX?
I haven't even done 4DX yet, so...
Hey!
First experience.
All right, let's see just how...
I better feel webs shooting in my face. No?
Okay, that's the best seat to get right there.
All right.
That's the best seat.
You think we should get these tickets early?
Yeah.
So, like, once you get paid, we're getting...
That's not tomorrow, but...
I mean, I don't get paid till Friday anyway, so...
I could probably cash in my... If I get... I'll talk about that after.
Yeah, we'll
talk about that after. I'll get something, because then I'll just get you to, like... Just, I guess... Anyway, regardless of that, Venom of the Bee Carnage is coming out October 1st or Thursday, September 30th, if you are so inclined to go see it. Halloween Kills is coming out October 15th. Yes, October 15th. To my surprise and everybody else's, Peacock and theaters. It's going to Peacock.
Let me see your Peacock.
Why? No one fucking has Peacock. No one watches Peacock.
Oh, yeah, honestly, I don't have Peacock.
Exactly.
I got everything else but Peacock.
Exactly. Nobody pays for Peacock, NBC. You were better off just dishing out your IPs to other people. Keep The Office on Netflix. Don't be a fucking cuck.
Yeah, didn't they take it off like a while ago?
Yeah, they took it off a while ago, last year. Sad fucking day in history.
Yeah, what kind of move is that?
Sad fucking day in history. Nobody in history... Alright, if The Office would have been on Peacock, the numbers would not have hit a high as it did when they went on Netflix. Because for one, if you're going to watch it on Peacock without paying for it, there's ads. No one's going to fucking pay for that. Alright?
I don't even pay for Hulu with ads, buddy. Hulu without the ads over here. $14.99 a month.
Thank you. But anyway, so Halloween Kills, which is the second in the three movie trilogy... which I guess is supposed to wrap up the original Halloween, because the first Halloween that came out, which was just titled Halloween, back in, like, 20-whatever, it was recently within the last 3 years, it was a continuation of the first Halloween movie. And then, in this movie, we're gonna see flashbacks, some flashbacks that are recreated as well, that are actually created specifically for this movie as well. Then, you're also going to see, one of them is when Michael Myers, at the end of the first movie, first ever Halloween, he goes out the window and he falls and lands on the lawn. We're gonna see them.
Laurie Strode.
We're going to see the cops arresting him and taking him to the mental asylum.
Oh, so we're not.
Because
in the first one,
he just disappeared.
Yeah, he was. Oh.
But now we're going to see him getting arrested and taken to the mental asylum.
And then that's where the one that came out 3 years ago, or whatever it was, that's where that one started.
Yes.
He was in that asylum. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Then he breaks out and does all that
and
stuff.
And turns into Mike Barnes.
Yes. This is Halloween Kills. And then the third movie is going to be Halloween Ends. Funny enough, these are all, I think, produced and written or whatever, by Danny McBride. Funnily enough. And the new Halloween movie is considered a really good movie. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, this is a really great, like, Halloween entrance into the franchise.
Yeah, the one that came out.
Yeah. But this one, too. All three of these are, like, produced by Danny McBride, which is crazy. So, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, that first one was great.
Malignant has come out already, which is James Wan's new horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like horror movies, so any of these movies that we come up with and talk about, I'm not going to see any of them.
I'm probably going to watch a couple of them.
Malignant's already out on HBO Max.
Is it?
Yeah.
Probably got to have Premiere, huh? Premiere Access. Probably pay like $30 to watch it.
No.
Oh, I just watch it?
All the HBO... Listen, all of the Warner
Black
Brothers...
Black Widow was $30.
That's Disney Plus. HBO Max.
Oh, bugging, bro. Somebody give this guy a manual.
Somebody get this man a Corona. Because he's just... He needs a Corona with lime.
Damn, I gotta watch that. I might watch that tonight, actually. I'm a horror movie kind of guy. I'm a horror guy.
I like horror. I'm a horror movie kind of guy. The only horror movie that I would probably watch is Spiral.
There's
other movies, but Spiral. Apparently Spiral wasn't even that good. But it's got Samuel Jackson and Chris Rock in it. So, I mean, I'm there for it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
It would literally just be unintentionally funny.
No, I'm probably going to pass on that one.
With both of them. Why?
Just because I feel like it's not going to be horror. It's going to be funny, like you said.
Unintentionally.
And I watch horror movies to get scared. I watch horror movies so when I go home, I'm in my bed like, oh my god.
He watches horror movies for the same reason why people who are into, like, weird shit hit themselves, you know? They're like, I want to feel something. He's one step away from that. He's one step away from whipping himself while he beats off.
Ooh, I like it. I choke myself when I choke. I do two different kinds of chokes.
Oh, God, don't do that. Anyway, back to movies and such.
There's a new Scream coming out, but not till 2022.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Apparently it's supposed to be real referential, I think.
January 14th, actually. I didn't know they had a release date.
January 14th, 2022. New Scream.
I'm going to probably watch it, but I might not pay for it.
Ooh. Okay, let's switch gears, because obviously, as you can tell, we're running out of steam in movies. Let's switch gears to television. American Horror Story Double Feature, bro, which is some six episodes of Red Tide, and I'm guessing six episodes of the next one, which I don't know what the name is of it. But we are five episodes in. Tonight is when the final episode of Red Tide premieres. It is insane. It is good. I am enjoying it. It's fucked up. Real fucked up.
I'm so behind right now, it's not funny.
When's the last American Horror Story you remember watching?
Because
it was Murder House, which is the first one. Asylum, Coven, Freak Show, Hotel, Roanoke.
I stopped at Hotel.
Apocalypse, 1984.
I stopped at Hotel, watched a little bit of Apocalypse, and that's it. So I'm behind.
Okay. All right. But so Double Feature is Red Tide and another story. So it's one story by sea, one story by land. And they both have to do with two things. One's aliens, one's vampires. Quite legitimately vampires.
Oh, okay.
But not like vampires, but like, remember in Hotel, that like blood disease that they got?
Okay.
The Countess got and stuff like that they got? That essentially isn't like what's going on with this one, but they're vampires in the way of they get that thing from taking these pills that make you more creative. But if you're not creative, what happens is you end up looking like this Nosferatu looking fuck. Just hair falls out, real fucking pale. You start going like, ugh. It's a good thing my head.
I'm mad I just heard your neck crack three
times. But it's good because it works for like the way it is, because you hear their like neck cracking, like joints popping and shit like that. Yeah, dude, like eating rabbits and shit in cemeteries. And they're wearing those big, like, shoulder coats and everything like that. Like, it's real, like, fucking weird. But they look like that if they don't have any talent. So if you technically don't have talent, if you're not a talented person, then that's what you become if you take the pill. And you just crave, like, blood and stuff. But you crave blood either way, even if you are creative.
You just wind up, if you're not creative,
Yeah, you just end up a fucking...
You wind up to that.
Yeah, you're just like...
Instead of craving blood normally, now you gotta crave blood and
crave
that. I don't even know what the name is, bro.
Look like a meth addict. It just looks like the regular people who are at the shore in the wintertime. It's essentially like that, you know?
Excuse me. Yes. You got a cigarette? Oh, we're terrible.
Anyway.
You gotta put a no bullying list, bro.
We're not serious. I mean...
We're not serious. There's no I mean.
We're not serious, but at the same time, it's like people can't deny the facts. You can't deny that I made an obvious observation that is real, and you backed it up with saying...
Can I get 50 cents?
Exactly.
It's always not an amount that's normal.
Exactly. Can I get 40...
Excuse me. Can I get...
Can I get 47 pennies?
Yeah, it's like... All right, bro, here. You want to give them $2, huh?
Yeah. But anyway.
Damn, we saw some dickheads.
So you look like that. You look like that, basically. If you don't have any talent, you take the pill. But it's about this writer guy. Spoilers for Red Tide, by the way. Spoilers for Red Tide. Spoilers for American Horror Story. Literally. Red Tide. So, they always end up topping the fucked up bar in American Horror Story, and they really kind of set it again this time with one scene in the fourth or fifth episode. I think it's the fourth episode. Or fifth episode. Fifth episode? Fourth episode. Fourth episode. The fourth episode. Oh, actually, you know who's in this series that I haven't seen in, like, many things throughout? Macaulay Culkin.
For real?
Macaulay Culkin's in here.
Oh, shit.
Macaulay Culkin's in this one.
I can see him being one of those people.
No. He doesn't turn into that.
I could see him, though. If
he doesn't turn into that. He actually, he has, like, a creative thing. He becomes a writer, and he gets, like, a Speed Racer franchise. Then he ends up dying in the fifth episode. Gets his neck bit out by this other chick who had to take the pill. But she's like, oh, I'm going to help us both out. Bites his neck, slits her wrists, and walks into the ocean. And that's how it ends. That's how the fifth episode ends. But, so, this is how fucked up they like, end up raising the bar every time. There's one, like, scene in the, in the series, it's about this writer dude who, him and his family, go to this town in, like, Cape Cod, right? And they get this thing so he can finish this thing for, it's either a pilot or something else, but he's a writer for Hollywood. And he's finishing this, like, series or whatever. He has to rewrite it. And so, he takes a pill. He ends up taking the pill. And he ends up writing really good. And then his daughter ends up taking the pill. Right?
Oh, no.
His daughter ends up taking the pill. And so she needs to drink blood, too, right? Because she's a violinist. And she wants to, like,
okay,
do
so
the thing, right?
Lying.
But, well, before this, when they arrived at the town, the wife is pregnant. So, she has the baby. And in the fourth episode is when they have the baby. The baby comes home, right? And then the first night it's there, the mom wakes
up and goes
in the bathroom, and the daughter is, like, drinking the baby's blood from the leg. The baby doesn't die, but just, like, you know what I mean? But it's so fucked up, and when you're, like, watching this, you're like,
that's a child.
I knew this was gonna happen, like, whenever you bring this shit in.
It's not even a child, it's a newborn.
But anyway, so, that, they raised the fucked up scale with doing that, too. And then, the mom, like, the daughter, like, for the take tricks the mom into taking one of the pills, and the mom isn't talented, so she just turns into one of those fucking things. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That shit sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's getting crazy. The sixth episode premieres tonight. I'm gonna watch it next day on Hulu tomorrow. Dude. But it's good. It's good. I'm liking the season. It's good. It's getting there. What if? Now onto some lighter topics. What if? By
is
Marvel.
It really lighter? Depending on
what
episodes you're
what
talking
if.
About.
The last two episodes have ended.
Not that light.
No. It ends on a light note.
Oh, I didn't see the last two because they just
dropped
one today.
You didn't see that Killmonger saves Tony Stark?
No.
You.
Why would you tell me that?
Well, it's in all the marketing material.
Yeah, I did see
the trailer. The literal title of it is What If Killmonger Saved Tony Stark?
Yeah, I see.
That's the title.
I'm going to be honest. Last time I watched it was when they were zombies, so.
I guess I won't spoil it.
I would please like you to not spoil that.
Do you care if I tell you who comes back?
I seen who came back.
Andy Serkis?
Oh, yeah.
Andy Serkis comes back.
I didn't see that. All right.
Andy Serkis comes back. Don Cheadle comes back.
I did see that, too. Okay.
John Favreau's back.
Didn't know that.
I think it's Gwyneth Paltrow. The chick who plays Shuri, she's back.
Shuri.
The dad who plays Black Panther is back. Chadwick Boseman's back. Robert Downey Jr., however, is not back as Tony Stark. But there's a guy who does a
decent job.
If you're drunk, I guess you could pass. If you're drunk, then you'd be like, Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man. Because when you hear the voice, it is very, like, you know it's an impersonation of it. But Michael B. Jordan is back to reprise the role as Killmonger.
All that challenge shit is over with.
And so, yeah, it's a good episode. I enjoy it.
I'm going to have to watch it too.
But it ends on a really light note.
Oh, a light note?
It ends on a light note, yep. But this new one that's coming out today, came out today.
Oh, came out already.
Yeah, because it's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, came out today. Party Thor.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Send me
Party
the trailer,
Thor,
the little trailer for it.
Yep. And this is when they all, like, a lot of them collide because you see Guardians in there too, as well, and everything, dude. I can't wait. And I believe it is Chris Hemsworth.
It's gonna be a whole lot of modness. It's gonna be modness.
It's gonna be good. I have not seen it yet. I was gonna watch it, actually, earlier today. But I didn't.
It's gonna be getting drunk. I like this. I'll have another.
I like this drink. Another! And just throws it down. God.
Classic.
It's great.
Love that guy.
Now, Hawkeye. Hawkeye looks like Die Hard, but Marvel, and I'm fucking here for it.
I was about to say, I remember I told you, I was like, I'm here for it. I was like, I didn't watch the trailer, but I'm here for it. Then I watched it that night, and I was like, I'm all still here for it.
I'm here for it. It looks good. It looks, because it's around Christmas time, and because of like how it looks like Die Hard, but Marvel, which is really good. If you can imagine Jeremy Renner as Bruce Willis. Not really, but you know. You know what I mean. But it looks good. Marvel, they can't be stopped. And guess what? Come whenever is that? Let me go ahead and go back to messages with you real quick, because I 100% know it's right here.
It's on Instagram. I already know what you're about. Oh, no, it's on the messages.
On Hulu, in 2021, you're going to have Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Munn, and I guess whoever else is in it, in the Hulu series, which actually, there's like, I think, 3 Hulu Marvel series now, isn't there? No, there's MODOK. MODOK was the other offshoot one. Hitmonkey! Ooh, ooh. We've all been waiting for him! He's finally here! A monkey's family is murdered and he goes on a rampage because an American assassin is a ghost. That's Jason Sudeikis' character. And he trains Hitmonkey how to kill bad guys. They take on the Yakuza.
Yakuza.
It's gonna be a wild ride. Have you watched the trailer yet?
No.
You want to react to it live here, right now?
We can.
Alright. Let's boot it up.
I read it and I was like, I don't know if I didn't watch it.
Listen, after a Japanese snow monkey's tribe is slaughtered, he joins forces with the ghost of an American assassin, and together they begin killing their way through the Yakuza underworld.
Yeah.
Marvel's Hitmonkey Season 1 premieres on Hulu November 17th, 2021. With all 10 episodes. And the voice cast includes George Takei.
That guy.
Jason Sudeikis, Olivia Munn, Alan Mackie, Ali Mackie, and some other names that I'm not even going to try to pronounce because I'm going to fuck them up royally. But anyway, so, here you go, sir. You're not like those other ones. Who are you? So, right now,
you and me.
The Japanese city skyline. Hit monkey leaping through trees. Some like bad guys. Damn. It's time we put an end to this monkey business. Very on brand. He's one of the good guys.
You look like a badass. You got a monkey with a suit on right now. Looking fire.
Hitmonkey on Hulu, November 17th, all 10 episodes. What do you think, first impressions off that trailer?
Bro, I'm gonna be honest, bro. I don't know, bro.
Marvel can't just, Marvel can just do whatever.
Exactly, that's pretty much how, they can just do whatever, bro.
Marvel is doing whatever.
They're just doing whatever. I'm gonna probably wind up watching it, but I'm not hyped for it, I would say.
I'm not
ecstatic.
It doesn't have my
blood boiling yet.
It's interesting.
I'm probably going to watch it unless something else is around the time when that's out, but
it's interesting.
I'm going to have nothing to watch, so I'm going to probably watch it. But I said, Marvel could just do whatever at this point.
Yeah, they're pretty much just the kings of the road, honestly, now. What do you gotta, what you gotta say about upcoming movies or TV shows? Anything you're looking forward to?
Upcoming. I feel like there's one more movie that we're missing.
It's probably Eternals.
Nah, we covered that already.
No?
So I am excited to watch the Eternals though. But TV shows wise, I don't know if you watched it. I don't think I ever asked you if you watched this. You, the Netflix original. I think it is a Netflix original. You. It's literally called You, Y-O-U. And it's kind of like a guy that, a stalker. You've never seen it ever?
I've never watched it.
Oh.
you might have to invest into it.
Okay.
It's kind of like a guy.
Give us a rundown.
Yeah.
Give us a basic rundown.
The guy's pretty much a stalker, I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
He's a stalker. He likes a chick. And when he likes a chick, he likes a chick. Like the typical movie. Have you ever seen 14 Cameras or 13? Any of the Cameras movies?
Cameras?
It's called like 13 Cameras, 14
no,
Cameras.
No, but I've pretty much seen a trailer for that Fred Durst made John Travolta movie where he's a stalker.
That's pretty much this guy. Like when he likes a girl,
I've never seen the movie. I've seen a trailer for it, so don't.
This is pretty much that guy and you, the main character. When he likes somebody, he finds out where they live, finds out their hobbies, finds out where they work, if they have any animals, if they have kids. Literally, he'll find out everything about you, and then wind up smooth talking his way into like getting her to like him, and then.
Is that a stalker? Or is this a really creepy guy?
He's a really creepy guy. Because he does get them to like him. But then they kind of figure out he's weird because like, he starts saying stuff. He'll slip up. Like he'll be like, yeah, because just like the red dress that you had in your closet. And, like not like that obvious, but he'll slip up here and there. And then they're like, how do you know that? And he's like, shit. And then one girl called on to him and he trapped her in a glass box to keep her from leaving him.
So is he like the collector?
He doesn't kill them necessarily, but
no, I'm saying like he keeps these people.
He only did it because she was on to him and she was gonna leave him. Like I don't want to be with you no more because you're weird. Like she dated him.
So what happened?
Did
she die?
She did wind up dying, but it wasn't his fault. So
yeah. Was it because she was in the glass box?
That takes a part in it. I don't want to spoil it too much, but I mean, it's been out for a while, but she got out of the box and he pretty much, you know, offed her. So the guy is creepy, bro. The guy is crazy. Mind you, he winds up, this is why I'm excited for the next season of it, though. He meets a chick that's just as crazy as him. So.
Double stalking?
Yeah, that's where it ended at. He met a chick that was just as crazy and he's like, whoa, this is how I act towards females? I'm not off that. Tries to leave her, and then she's crazy, so she gets him back. They wind up double murdering somebody, and that's how it ends, huh?
Sounds like some off-brand Dexter.
That
is... Have you seen Dexter? Dexter is getting a, kind of a, I guess, spinoff?
Yeah, I did see that.
With the same, it's not really a spinoff,
guy.
It's kind of like a continuation.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
It's like an El Camino, but longer. Like, it's Dexter, but now he's like, has a new life, and there's a new killer, and he's like, I gotta find this other killer now. I gotta come out of retirement.
But yeah, that's...
And murder again.
That's you. I'm excited for that, actually, because of that. Just how it ended, I'm like, oh. And they had a kid in the new one, which isn't a spoiler, because if you've seen the trailer for the show, they show that the crazy girl and the crazy guy had a kid, so... It's wild.
What streaming service is it on?
Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
It's wild.
Check it out.
Yeah, so you might have to check it out. It may grab you, it may not. I don't know. I don't know if you like shows like that, so.
That's been Aaron's recommendation.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised you never heard of it, honestly.
It's advice by Aaron. Watch you. Judgment by me?
Might do it.
I don't know. I can't really judge it because I haven't seen it. So.
That's pretty much the next show that I'm
waiting
for. Actually, I'm going to give the date for it. You, season 2. I think it's season 2. I don't know why it said season 3. Oh, season 3 premieres October 15th, 2021.
Oh, it is season 3. Okay.
So this is season 3 coming up. October 15th, 2021. You, season 3. My man Joe. Joe Goldberg. Or William Bettelheim, as people know him too. He has two different names, bro, because he's crazy.
An alias.
Yeah, bro. It's wild. It's definitely wild.
Okay. I'll get into it.
Yeah, dabble your feet in there. Dip a toe.
All right, so I've seen Dexter. How was it comparative to that as far as like crazy people and stuff like that?
It's a long par. It might be a little more wilder. Just how wild he is. How crazy he gets into these females. It's wild.
Okay.
And it's kind of like squirmish a little bit. Like, it's the typical creep stuff you see online. You read a post and you're like, ew, that's him.
Embodiment?
Yes, it's him. And they show it. You're like, ew, why do people do that? He does it.
What, any other remarks? Any other things you want to talk about? Or
I feel like I had another show and I just forgot, honestly. Frick.
For the next episode, because it is getting pretty pretty late, and it's like an hour 40 into it, and it's like 6:45, and we want to hit the gym.
Gotta get these gains.
Ah, I call it cramp.
seriously?
Yeah. it was orange yesterday, man.
So, for the Dangerously Diverse podcast, I am one of your hosts, John.
I'm your other host, Vaughn.
Who's in critical condition currently.
Yeah.
And we will see you
soon.
Next time.
Stay dangerous.
Stay diverse. Aaron's looking at porn.